And this A is vibrating at 220 beats per second. This A is supposed to vibrate, if it matches it, at 440. It's just twice as much. In my lifetime, I've tuned a little over 30,000 pianos. And you can hear the beats going, yeah, 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 yeah. And I want the same beat rate going from this A, F to A, to this F and this A. That means that both A's are then the same. The first person I tuned for, now these are not only just piano players, but they're in groups. So Alice Cooper doesn't play the piano, but he has a pianist. And that was the first group I tuned for. Then it became Janis Joplin and Harry Belafonte, John Denver, the Eagles, the Doobie Brothers, Seals and Croft, Loggins and Messina, Aretha Franklin, Elton John, Bruce Springsteen. Then there were the jazz artists, Oscar Peterson, Keith Jarrett, Herbie Hancock, Chick Corea. Chick Corea sat down and started to play the piano. He didn't play for more than 5-6 seconds, and he just stopped. And to no one in particular, he just said, "Nice piano." That made my day. The fellow for John Denver was jumping up and down. He was so happy. He ran over to the promoter and he said, "I don't know what you're paying this guy, but it's not enough. Double it." I came to Michigan School of Music in 1959. Really what I wanted to be was a world-class trumpet player. But to my dismay, I didn't have the lip for it. I was decent, but I wasn't great. And then I took this class in tuning technology from a German master, and I liked it. So I went home and talked to my dad, and he said, "You have to get your degree. You have to get your teaching certificate." After that, he says, "I don't care what you do, just do good work." I've been tuning pianos for at least 45 years. It allows me to basically express myself in a way by tuning a piano and making it sing. That's what I say. That's how I define what I want from a piano when it's in tune. First of all, when you're doing something, you have to find something you like. The next thing is make a commitment to it. And the third is you don't quit. And that's basically my secret of success.